This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. NASA wants to come up with a new clock for the moon, where seconds tick away faster. It's not quite a time zone like those on Earth, but an entire frame of time reference for the moon. Because there's less gravity on the moon, time there moves more quickly, 58.7 microseconds every day, compared to Earth. So the White House has instructed NASA and other U.S. agencies to work with international agencies to come up with a new moon-centric time reference system. Kevin Coggins, NASA's top communications and navigation official, said, "An atomic clock on the moon will tick at a different rate than a clock on Earth. It makes sense that when you go to another body like the moon or Mars, that each one gets its own heartbeat. So everything on the moon will operate on the speeded-up moon time," Coggins said. Last year, the European Space Agency said Earth needs to come up with a unified time for the moon. The International Space Station, being in low Earth orbit, will continue to use Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC. But just where the new space-time kicks in is something NASA has to figure out. Even Earth's time speeds up and slows down, requiring leap seconds. Toxic emissions from oil refineries are down significantly, a new report has found. Oil refineries are a notorious source of harmful pollutants, but over the years, the Environmental Protection Agency has put regulations and oversight in place to monitor emissions, and according to a new analysis from the Environmental Integrity Project, those efforts seem to be working. The report showed that oil refineries' emissions of benzene, a chemical known for causing cancer and other health issues, has gone down significantly in recent years. Of the 115 oil refineries in the U.S., only six had average annual benzene levels exceeding the EPA's action level in 2023. Eric Schaefer, a former senior EPA enforcement official, said, "It's a big improvement, and benzene is especially nasty. The reduction in toxic emissions from oil refineries and the reduction in harmful pollutants is being called an environmental success story, one that could also potentially curb cancer rates in the disadvantaged communities that are most affected by pollution." Schaefer said, "It's our job to point out problems that need attention, but we wanted to also recognize a positive trend." Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has discovered non-native aquarium pets in Montana public waters. Dumping aquarium pets into a lake or river is illegal, and it's not good for the pet or for the native wildlife. The pet probably won't survive, and native wildlife won't know how to compete with the invasive species. Earlier this spring, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks personnel identified two species in Montana waters that were the result of aquarium dumps. The first detection was mystery snails at Finley Point in Flathead Lake. Mystery snails are an aquarium snail that are found in many waters in the West, but this is the first mystery snail population identified in Montana. FWP will try to remove the snail population later this season. Near Bozeman, an angler reported catching a dojo loach in a small pond. The dojo loach is native to East Asia and is a popular aquarium pet in the U.S. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks reminds people not to dump aquarium species into Montana waters. For more information on how releasing pets into the wild can negatively impact habitat, people can visit the website www.don'tletitloose.com. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.